The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Many changes are predicted for 1943, but we'll forecast a mighty happy change if you switch to Raleigh cigarettes. That's no guesswork either, because you can see for yourself by comparison that the tobaccos in Raleigh's are unmistakably more golden in color. That's the expert's test of choicer, more expensive tobaccos. Your assurance of finer quality. And for unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness, 31 of these better tobaccos are blended into Raleigh's to produce a full, mellow, completely satisfying flavor. There'll be added glee in 43, too, because Raleigh coupons may be redeemed for dozens of handsome luxury premiums. Greet the new year with new cheer. Meet the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. The bass fiddle solo there. The rest of the band is down at the Biltmore Bowl tonight. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman? You're really looking good. How do you feel, kid?
Wait a minute. Red, not so fast.
I can't help it. I just got back from a visit up at Henry J. Kaiser's shipyards.
Gosh, they must really do things fast up there, huh?
Fast? One guy took time out to sneeze the other day and he had to run all the way to Australia to finish tapping a nail on the head.
I missed the boat once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yes, yeah, she told me she'd never been kissed. Mm-hmm. So I acted like a brother towards her.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I saw her later at a party, and it was every man for himself.
A lot of brothers, huh?
I suppose you christened one of the boats while you were there, Ed.
No, but my uncle christened one of the boats with an empty bottle of champagne.
An empty champagne bottle? Why?
I told you it was my uncle, didn't I?
Listen, Red. I didn't know you were so interested in ships.
Oh, sure. I'm a good sailor.
Good sailor, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a boat?
Nope, not that good.
It certainly is a great thing. Henry Kaiser's ships go all over the world, don't
they? Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and Hollywood Boulevard.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Red. Hollywood Boulevard isn't an ocean.
No, stick around, brother. Stick around. Hello, Harriet.
Say, Mr. Kaiser really launches those boats fast, doesn't he?
You said it. So many boats came sliding down into the water, an oyster came up from the bay with his wife, and he says, come on, Mabel, let's get out of this madhouse.
I knew about boats once.
you did, Ozzie?
Yes, when I was 5 years old, I used to play in the bathtub, but I had to give it up.
How come?
Well, one day my father came in to take a bath and sat on a two-masted schooner.
You know, I asked Mr. Kaiser if I could work on the production line for a while, and he let me.
Gosh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, as soon as I got in there, some guy starts throwing red-hot rivets at me. You know, you're supposed to catch those in a little bucket, they told me, as they were spraying my hair with a hose.
Red, did you meet the foreman on the job?
Oh, boy, what a tough guy he is. One of the fellows had an accident and broke his arm.
What happened?
The foreman looked at it and he says, here, take one of mine. Get back to work.
Say, Red, did you get a letter from Wonderful Smith?
Yeah, I did. It's very short, though.
I hope he got some nice presents. Red. I know his girl was knitting him a sweater. Did he say whether he got it or not?
Yeah, it says, Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, he's up at John T. Knight, you know. It says, my girlfriend knitted me a sweater, and it's a funny thing. It fits every man in my regiment. At the same time.
Does he say what they had for dinner on Christmas?
Yeah, he said we had a wonderful Christmas dinner. Turkey, of course. I won't say what part of the bird I got, but I'm glad a turkey ain't built like a P-38.
Every Tom and Dick and Harry has a girl he wants to marry. Every sultan has 100 wives or two. I've a wonderful suggestion, 'cause I'd like to pop the question, darling. Why shouldn't I have you? Every sailor has a cutie. Every soldier has a beauty. The Marines, I hear, have landed quite a few. Every Injun has a squaw. Every paw has got his maw. Why shouldn't I have you? I'm good to my folks, I don't repeat jokes. I don't hang my clothes on the floor. It will never be said I eat crackers in bed. And I've honestly and truly never heard myself snore. We will raise a family, a girl for you, a boy for me. Exemptions on our income taxes too. So come on, honey, let's get tied. Every man should have a bride. Why shouldn't I have you?
Now I'm only just supposing. I assume that you're proposing. So just buy the wedding ring, I'll dress in blue. For I hear you've gobs of money, and I see no earthly reason, honey, why shouldn't I have you? 'Cause you're always working steady, get the preacher man, I'm ready, and I promise to obey, and I'll be true. You fulfill all my desires, and I hear you have some lovely tires, why shouldn't I have you? Life will be great, we'll buy an estate, I'll send for my sister and brother, and old Uncle Joe, you'll love him, I know. Oh, and don't forget, we'll have a special room for Mother. Oh, I just remembered something more. I've been married twice before. Phoebe is 5 and little Joe is 4. Oh, you'll love them, dear, I know. Where did that guy go? That's the funniest thing. There was a man standing right there.
That was Why Shouldn't I Have You, played by Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard in the orchestra. And tonight we're going to show how different people have different embarrassments. First, we go to New York couple, Bert and Gert, who've just been married and are now going to live in Glendale. Well, it's all over, Goit.
Yep, gee, wasn't it a beautiful wedding, boy?
Yeah.
Say, wasn't your brother a scream throwing that rice?
Yeah, but he shouldn't made it into pudding first.
I hope them pictures they took of the ceremony will be in Life magazine.
Well, if they're in Life, my old man won't like it.
Why not?
He takes Esquire. He says that's Life.
Oh, look, boy, there's still a pair of old shoes tied to the back of a car.
Yeah, I guess your mother fell out on the last curve.
Gee, boy, we're a long way from home, and we're almost out of gas.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to print another A-book.
When I get home, I'm going to put a piece of the wedding cake under my pillow.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll do it after all my weddings.
Wait a minute, Goit, you've been married before?
Sure.
Oh, that's right, you used to live near a bus stop, didn't you? Well, here's where we're going to live, Goit. This is our little love nest. I'll stop the car. Synthetic rubber. Boy, isn't it beautiful out here. Look at that front yard. Just 2 feet of nothing but doit, doit, doit.
Yeah, and what's on the other side of the doit?
More doit, doit, doit. Well, come on, let's go inside the house, huh? Hey, wait a minute, Goit. Ain't you forgotten something?
What?
Ain't you going to carry me over the threshold?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Oh, gee, boy, you sure are heavy.
Yeah, careful you don't rot my wardrobe trunk. Hey, watch out for the door. You'll bump me head.
Oh, boy. Boy, do you hoit?
Nah, my nose was always on hinges. Well, this is the way. Put me down, will you?
Oh, gee, look, an overstuffed chair.
Yeah, go ahead and sit in it. I stuffed it myself.
Okay. What did you stuff it with?
Beer caps. I think it's the milkman. I'll go to the door and see who it is. Hello?
I'm from the finance company. Where's the dough for that wedding ring?
Well, put that harpoon down and I'll tell you. Say, now take your hands off of my coat lapelli, brother. That's paid for.
Now, don't alibi, bub. You're 3 payments behind on the first installment.
Look, I just got married and I ain't got no money.
Oh, wait, boy. If it's an emergency, let him take the ring. Here.
Well,
at least we still have a nice place to live.
Yeah.
Gee, ain't the furniture nice?
Yeah, I just love that chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge?
Yeah, that's French for Murphy bed with lace. Sure, it's a busy little place. Somebody else
well,
at the door.
Well, open that door, boy.
Come in.
It's me again. I'm also from the Hotsy Totsy Furniture Company, and to date, your credit has not been so hotsy, Totsy.
Don't call me Totsy Hotsy, or I'll punch you right in your buttsy.
We want our money.
Tell him I'll pay him Monday.
Good. Then we'll bring the furniture back on Tuesday.
No,
all
we're...
right, boys, no, take we... it away.
Hey, you
take
can't do that. But they did, didn't they, folks?
Oh, gee, boy, did they leave anything?
Shh, not so loud. They forgot one of the Louis XIV chairs.
Goodbye, Louis. Be sure and write.
Well, that's that. This is our little house with nothing.
Hey, listen. Listen, boys. What's that noise?
Oh, that's just a mouse.
But what was that?
That's a rat chasing a mouse. That's a cat chasing a rat. Thank goodness the light changed.
Boy, you fibbed to me. Before we were married, you said you had a nest egg of $500.
I got a nest egg.
What are you saving it for?
A hen's egg.
You told me you made a lot of money.
No, we got three eggs.
Boy, you told me you made good money.
I did make good money, but something went wrong. I couldn't get the ink to dry on them $10 bills.
Well, I ain't gonna live like this. Goodbye. No. I'm going home to Mother.
Okay, I'll answer that. Hello? Okay, I'll tell her. That was your mother. She says, oh, no, you don't. Here we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's always easily embarrassed because everybody picks on him. And here he is, old happy-go-punchy himself. Well, here I am. Mr. Bye-bye-bye. Mr. Five-Foot, oh, Mr. Five-Foot. I just love those Christmas carols. Sometimes I wonder what makes me so dumb. Maybe it's because people's always playing she loves me not with my eyebrows. Boy, I wish I could do something about protecting myself. If that guy mistakes me for Bill Snuffbucket once more, I'll stick my tongue out at him. If I can get it to uncoil in time. Well, here's Daisy June's house. I think I'll crawl up on my hands and knees. So she won't see me. Oh, stepped on my ear. I'll press my nose up against the window here and see if I can. See, I wish I could see the end of my nose. I bet it's bleeding.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Dee. Yep, read what it says up there.
Gee, Plymouth Rock.
Hmm. Hey, can I go inside your house, Daisy June?
No.
Oh, come on, I took a bath. Some time ago.
But it's not that, Clem. There's a collector inside. Unless we pay the mortgage, out we go.
You gotta pay the mortgage or out you go? In the snow?
Yep.
In a blizzard?
Yep.
Freeze to death?
Yep.
Corny little plot, ain't it, folks? Well, maybe I can help you out. How much is it?
$200.
Well, I'll help you. Carry a few things out. Hey, I got my insurance. I could commit suicide.
Oh, Clem, I couldn't let you do that.
I understand it hurts, too.
Oh, Clem, you're an idiot.
No, I am not.
Well, then what are you?
I'm an apprentice moron.
Well, come on in and close the door.
Okay.
Here, Clem, let's look at the want ads in the newspaper for some help.
Huh? Okay, here's a full-page ad. What is it the help wanted? Signed, Rommel.
Hey, Clem, look at this one. Fighter wanted at the Legion Stadium.
Let's see. Cash prizes for all contestants. That's for me.
Oh, Clem, you never had a fight in your life.
I did, too.
When?
Time to try to get on the Sunset Bus with a bull fiddle.
Talking about prize fighting. You ain't got no muscle.
I ain't got no muscle. Look at that arm. That ain't hay.
Must be. It ain't muscle.
Oh, you just feel that arm. Just keep feeling it. Go ahead.
Well, I am feeling, but I don't feel any muscle.
Well, be patient. It'll swim along any minute.
Oh, don't kid me. You ain't strong at all. Well, I saw you trying to pull a worm out of a hole, and the worm won.
Yeah. He didn't play fair, though. When I pulled on one end, he tickled me with the other. Hey, look, Daisy June, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you to the last drop of blood.
What was that?
That was it.
Well, all right, come. on, let's go to the stadium.
Okay, you can be my trainer.
Clem, if you get this money for me, why, maybe I'll say yes.
Say yes to what?
To what you're always asking me.
Really? You mean you'll try to get me in the Girl Scouts?
No. I mean get married.
Yeah?
And after a little while, we'd hear the pitter-patter of tiny little feet upstairs.
No, no, not me, boy. I ain't living downstairs under no midgets. Not me.
Well, come on, be careful crossing the street.
Okay, careful, there's a car... Boy, them A-car drivers sure get mad when they miss you nowadays, don't they? Can't waste their gas to come back and take a second crack at you.
Here's the stadium, Clem.
Yeah, come on, let's go in. That must be the guy in charge over there. I'll stick out my chest and walk over and make him think I'm a fighter. Howdy, mister.
Oh, now, look, bud. If you're looking for the cemetery, it's two blocks down.
Hey, now, don't talk to me like that. I'm a fighter. I want to fight here tonight.
You a fighter?
Yeah.
You couldn't punch your way out of a paper bag.
Oh, no. Well, you give me a paper bag, bub, and I'll show you. Come on, now, just get right in here. Now. Hey, let me out of here, will you?
That was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra playing that well-known tone poem, I'd rather be with a blonde in a pond than alone with a creep in a jeep.
I wrote a poem once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yes, as follows. Mary Rose sat on a tack. Mary Rose.
Well, there's no sense to that.
I know, but there's a lot of feeling.
Well, how do you like this poem I wrote? New Year's Day, New Year's Day brings resolutions, headaches chased by strong solutions. It's time to halt all further folly, so get wise, you guys, and switch to Raleigh.
Bravo, Red, bravo. Even Shakespeare himself couldn't have done better.
Shakespeare? Oh, is he a writer over at MGM?
Well, I don't know, but if Shakespeare were here tonight, he'd say... Make this a Raleigh Happy New Year right from the first stroke of 1943. Switch to Raleigh cigarettes and start saving those valuable golden Raleigh coupons. Mm-hmm. They're redeemable in cash, you know, 3/4 of a cent each.
Yeah, can they be redeemed for war stamps, too?
Right. In addition, there are dozens and dozens of handsome premiums. Bridge tables, chairs, books, tableware, sportswear, and many, many more luxury items. They're all pictured in the big new Raleigh Premium Catalog. To get this colorful illustrated booklet absolutely free, just send a postcard to Raleigh Cigarettes, care of the station to which you're listening.
Send a postcard to Raleigh Cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me those cigarettes can read, too.
No, Red.
They give you everything else. I thought maybe they'd just sit down and read you a story while you were smoking one.
No, but there's a lot to read about Raleigh's. They're blended from 31 more golden tobaccos. Raleigh's, unrivaled in richness, smoothness, mildness. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. He can really cause embarrassing moments, so Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little Karen.
Where is you?
Huh?
I said, where is you?
Mommy, you better stop listening to Amos and Andy.
What are you doing way up on top of that bookcase?
Well, Pop hid something up here, and I want to see what it was. Whoop, there it goes.
Oh, bottle.
Oh.
Perfume.
Perfume, yeah. 90 proof.
Now, you come down from there.
Right. Oh, it fell on me with a head. Didn't hurt me.
Now, listen. Listen to me, Junior. You're going to mine today because your grandpa's coming from Hollywood to see it.
Oh, boy, Hollywood. I know all about Hollywood. That's the place where they keep the wolves.
Oh, there are no wolves in Hollywood.
Please, folks, don't disillusion my mummy, will you? Hey, Mummy, do you think Grandpa will take me back to Hollywood with him?
Huh? What for?
Well, I can get in a movie. I got talent, ain't I? Well, I can act, can't I? Well, I good looking, ain't I? Oh, well, there's always Lockheed.
Now, you just run upstairs and wash up a bit.
Okay.
And, Junior, will you please try not to embarrass Mother today?
For a dime yet.
Never mind about the dime.
Oh, free stuff. Well, you'll have to take it up with me lawyer. Hey, I'm going up there. I don't mind. Now, let's see now. Where's that lucky razor? Oh, here it is.
Junior, what's that noise? What are you doing?
Shaving?
Why, you haven't got enough hair to shave.
On me head?
Oh, what have you done to yourself?
Look, Mummy, X marks the pot. A spot. 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 There's certain words I had to be careful with, you know. Oh, somebody at the door. Somebody at the door. We got company. We got company. We got...
Oh, hello, little boy.
Hello.
The lady of the house in?
No, but my mummy, eh?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm selling walnuts.
Walnuts? Oh, boy, don't them look good, Richard.
Oh,
oh,
they
boy.
Are. They're very good.
They look good.
Reach in and take a handful.
Oh, no, I don't think I better.
Go
ahead. No, no, no.
Well, all right, I'll give you a handful. Hold out your cap.
Well, no, that's mighty neighborly of you.
Junior, how come you're so polite? Why did you wait when he asked you to take a handful?
He handed bigger. Boy, they sure look good, boy. I think I will bite into one of them.
Oh, Junior, you're supposed to take the shells off first.
Now she tells me.
Well, here, I'll take 2 pounds.
No,
Junior, go open Mummy's purse and take out a dollar bill, will you? Yeah.
Now, she ought to know better than that. Okay, let's see. There's Mummy's purse up on the table by the vase. I will reach up and get it. Oh. Well, how do you like that? An unbreakable vase. Well, that's the dirtiest trick they've ever done since it Pop tried to trade me for a Wally coupon. Boy, I bet I could throw that vase up against the wall. It wouldn't even put a dent in it. I think I would try it. It may be fun. Now, who put that window there?
Junior, what did you break?
Woof, woof, woof.
Now, where did that dog come from?
Dog or cat, it always works. I'm going going to wind up with a menagerie. Here, Mommy. Here's your purse, Mommy. I couldn't open it, though.
You couldn't?
No.
Well, at last I found a good use for mouse traps.
Oh, so that's what bit me, huh?
Now, I'll pay you for those walnuts.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, I don't seem to have any change at all.
Well, don't let her tell you she'll pay you Tuesday, or, brother, you'll be a dead pigeon with handles.
Junior, don't you dare talk to me like that.
Oh, you bit me. You broke me with a teeth. You broke me with a teeth.
I did not.
I'll prove it.
Ow, my leg. You bit me.
I'm sorry, bub. I could have sworn she broke my teeth.
Oh, now you're going to bed without your supper.
Listen, Mommy, for the last 2 weeks now, you've been sending me to bed without me supper.
So? What have you got to say about it?
Just one thing. Stop taking advantage of the meat shortage to starve me into submission.
Lady, you can pay me later.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to just gum you a little there. Hey, Mommy, I'm kind of hungry.
I told you you won't eat tonight.
All right, then I will bang me with a head up against the wall.
Junior, stop banging your head against that wall. Can't you see it's been freshly painted? Now, don't bother me. Go on, you go.
You love me, don't you?
You just go and play or something. Go on, get out.
Okay. Here I am, all alone. Now, what can I do without breaking the law? The federal law, I mean. Oh, boy, somebody at the door. Oh, it's Gramp. Hey, Mommy. Mommy, Gramp is here. Oh, boy, I better hurry downstairs. See me, Gramp. I tripped.
Hello, my dear.
Well, hello, Gramp. What'd you bring me?
Here, I brought you a penny.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it. You stingy old mite.
Hello, Grandfather. Well, Junior, aren't you going to say you're glad to see Gramp?
What for? He ain't got no packages under his arm.
Now, Junior, I sent you a baseball bat for Christmas, didn't I?
Yeah, but I want your electric train.
Now, it's not the gift, my boy. It's the spirit of giving that counts.
Every year, the same old baloney.
Junior. What did I tell you about embarrassing people? I ought to give you a good spanking for that.
Go ahead. I don't care. I got me heavy underwear on.
All right, turn over.
Go ahead.
There. That'll teach you to keep your trap closed.
I feel a little tired after my trip. I'd like to have a cup of coffee.
Coffee, he says. You drink furniture polish and like it, brother.
Upstairs, Junior.
Now, you let me stay here or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you used to work in an open manhole.
I did not.
Oh, no. Hey, Butch, here comes a big truck.
Okay, kid, let's duck. Junior! All right. I'm going to fix you.
What you going to do?
I'm going to run away.
Oh, you heard?
Yes, and you'll never see me again.
Oh, please don't run away.
Well, why not?
Well, because you're a wonderful mummy to me. You take care of me, and, well, I just couldn't go on if I ever lost you.
Why, Junior, I didn't know you felt that way.
Yes.
Well, all right. I'll stay.
Boy, they sure eat that stuff up, don't they, folks?
Don't go away. Here's a communique.
Smoke a pipe, mister. Then by all means, smoke Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. Sir Walter Raleigh is a complete blend, a full-bodied combination of extra-choice Burleys cured and aged to perfection to bring out every bit of the rich tobacco goodness. Smooth and mild and mellow, with nary a mite of bite. And Sir Walter Raleigh has a pleasing He-Man aroma that's welcome wherever you go. Smoke the quality pipe tobacco of America, Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until Tuesday night, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and may we wish you all a very prosperous and a happy new year. To the boys up at Camp Rice, thanks for your hospitality.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mayer. This program has been broadcast to the Armed Forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you.